wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konse pay points. This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Zambia Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletics label, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zf. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Government holds operations at two Chinese-operated mines in Katsempa over illegal mineral processing. Tonse Alliance demands immediate full disclosure of government-seized property and funds. In global news, Trump calls Putin to propose Zelensky meeting after White House talks on Ukraine security guarantee. Good afternoon. For the main news at 13 hours, my name is Constance Mwezinamwinga. The details. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has suspended operations at two Chinese-run mines in Katsempa District of Northwestern Province after they were found processing minerals illegally. The two mines, Sino Optasin and Ken Reliable, were discovered with large stocks of gold and copper ore ready for processing despite not having the required mineral processing licenses. According to a statement issued by the ministry's principal public relations officer, Shamwinda Tembo, the violations were uncovered during an inspection led by Mines Permanent Secretary, Dr. Hapenga Kabeta, and officials from the Mine Safety Department. Dr. Kabeta says investigations will determine the source of the ore stockpiles, warning that any illegalities surrounding the matter will be dealt with firmly. He has stressed that government is committed to fighting illegal mining activities, particularly in the gold sector, to ensure the nation benefits from its mineral resources. Therefore, directed the ministry to seize the ore and law enforcement to secure the materials until valid documentation is presented. Dr. Kabeta has further indicated that the ministry has intensified monitoring of mineral processing plants countrywide to ensure compliance with the law and promote transparency in the mining industry. The seizure comes after mine officials failed to produce the necessary documents or give satisfactory explanations when questioned by authorities. The Tonse Alliance is urging government to immediately account for all the property and funds that have been forfeited to the state in the past 4 years by making an immediate publication of a list of all property and funds forfeited to the state. Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo says the list should clearly show the date of forfeiture, the persons the forfeiture was made from, the law enforcement agency that made the forfeiture, the value of the forfeited assets at the time of forfeiture, as well as the current value. Mr. Tembo has noted with concern that over the past 4 years, various law enforcement agencies have forfeited from members of the public property and funds estimated at over 3 billion kwacha, with no accountability of how this property and funds have been utilized. He is of the view that this lack of accountability of property and funds forfeited to the state raises the possibility that there might be abuse and misappropriation of such property and funds. Mr. Tembo has warned that if the government continues to refuse, ignore, or neglect to properly account for the forfeited assets within 30 days, the alliance reserves the right to take legal action to compel the government to do so.
Related to forfeited assets should include ensuring that such assets are only disposed of through a public auction that is widely publicized, and also introducing a revenue line in the national budget showing the portion of the national budget that is funded by revenue from the disposal of forfeited assets. As Tonse Alliance, we believe that it is contradictory for government to claim to be fighting corruption through forfeiture of assets that are suspected to be proceeds of crime, when government itself is failing to properly account for such forfeited assets.
Casual workers employed by the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, at the Misundu satellite depot in Indola on the Copper Belt have downed twos, demanding immediate payment of their overdue salaries. The workers, who have not been paid for over a month, have refused to stack bags of maize purchased from local farmers. A visit by Phoenix News to the depot found numerous unsealed bags of maize left unstacked. The workers have vowed not to resume work until their grievances are addressed, saying the prolonged delay in payment has made it difficult to provide for themselves and their families. Efforts to get a comment from Dola District Commissioner Precious Njegwa were unsuccessful by broadcast time, as her mobile phone was unreachable. Government has expressed concern over a surge in cases of vandalism and theft targeting key water infrastructure operated by the Mlonga Water Supply and Sanitation Company, warning that such acts threaten the supply of safe drinking water and undermines ongoing national development efforts. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Colin Zinzovo has revealed that two major incidents of vandalism were recorded in the past week in Chingola and Mufulira under the Zambia Water and Sanitation Project. In a statement, Mr. Zinzovo explains that in Chingola, an air relief valve and a control valve valued at 58,000 kwacha were stolen from a newly commissioned 500-millimeter main supply pipeline that delivers bulk water from the Kasompo Distribution Control Center. He says the theft disrupted the water supply to over 4,000 residents in Chingola Central, Riverside, and surrounding areas. Mr. Nzovu further explains that in Mufulira, unknown individuals vandalized and stole electricity cables worth 72,000 kwacha from a newly rehabilitated river water intake system with a raw water capacity of 30 million liters per day. He stressed that such vandalism comes at a time when the government is investing heavily in water infrastructure through the 156 million euro Zambia Water and Sanitation Project, aimed at expanding and rehabilitating key installations across the country. Mr. Nzovu has since called on members of the public to play an active role in protecting public water facilities. We move on to global stories. Vladimir Zelensky and European leaders have held talks with Donald Trump in the White House about ending the war in Ukraine. Zelensky says the talks with Trump were the best so far, and Trump has described the talks very good. After meeting the European leaders, Trump called Vladimir Putin to discuss a meeting between the Russian and Ukraine leaders. The BBC reports on other world news stories.
President Zelensky says work is underway on security guarantees for Ukraine following Monday's meeting with President Trump. European leaders also took part, and Mr. Zelensky added talks between them would continue today. A formal response is awaited from Israel after Hamas said it had accepted a new proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. Palestinian sources say the plan revives a U.S. proposal for a 60-day ceasefire. Six former North Korean soldiers and spies arrested in the 50s and 60s for refusing to renounce their communist beliefs have asked the South Korean government to repatriate them to North Korea. The men are believed to be the last remaining unconverted long-term prisoners still alive in South Korea.
We take a quick break. When we return, the business news.